All this month on the program, we've been hearing stories from New Orleans by our reporter, Molly Peterson. Today, she sent us this audio postcard.
Walk less than a block down Frenchman Street in the Marigny section of New Orleans. Even on a slow weeknight, you'll hear five kinds of music. Blues, funk, reggae, country. And on Wednesdays, in the Spotted Cat, jazz.
All right, this is my true story. My dogs and I went to my sister's home in Tennessee. My husband stayed here on his job at the Hotel Doubletree. Now we have a FEMA trailer just the size of Tupperware. But I'd rather be back home than have a great big house elsewhere.
Holly Benson is one third of the Pfister Sisters, a girl group singing 30s and 40s jazz harmonies. Her husband, Eric, is the chief engineer at the Doubletree on Canal Street. He didn't evacuate and is still essential personnel there, more essential than ever since he's lost about 60% of his workforce. But they don't see each other all that much.
It's like the Dan Hicks song, "How can I miss you if you won't go away?" That's why we often sleep in the opposite places.
Holly says she's a plus-size woman. Eric is a mountain of a man, 6 feet, 7 inches tall. They don't fit on the chintzy foam FEMA mattress together, so some nights she stays at the Doubletree.
You know, once in a while we double up in the same location, but...
That's... can't stand up in the trailer, you know.
How high is the ceiling according to your
height? Maximum 6'6", at the highest point, because I hit the ceiling. I can't get underneath the doorways. I can't get near underneath the light fixtures. And I sure can't stand up in the bathtub. It's very tight space.
And he would know. Eric grew up in Denmark. Turns out FEMA trailers compare unfavorably to public housing there.
A glass of wine will greet your smiling face.
The Bensons say they'll celebrate their 25th anniversary this fall. That night, they'll go home to the same place. Molly Peterson, NPR News, New Orleans.
Honey, you'll find you're in New